news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, football fans listening to us their traditional way on FM 101 and AM 1490. And a special shout-out to all of you listening via the Internet today on WCDOsports.com. It's time for football. I'm Harry Graves, and we are now at the Section 4 Class D semifinal contest. It's a game today between Elmira Notre Dame and the team representing the Tri-Town area, the Unitego Spartans. We are here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. It is a day when it's overcast. That's what you can say at best. We had a squirt of rain here on the turf field just a bit ago, but things have cleared away now, and it looks to be a little less threatening. The kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York. For the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service, see the professional sales staff or give them a call at Sydney 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's game and throughout the season. So it is going to be the Crusaders from Elmira Notre Dame High School going up against the Unitego Spartans. The Unitego Spartans, no great surprises in the starting lineup. Josh Fryerbrand will once again be in there as the starting quarterback. He is a sophomore, and he is a good-looking sophomore at that. Fine play throughout the season. Other members in the backfield, Tanner Winchester, we've shouted his name a time or two. He's a junior. Also, Ryan Marzell is a fellow junior, and Kellen Comenda, the lone senior in that backfield. Along the starting line today, from end to end, it'll be Kyle Spaulding, a sophomore wearing number 2. The other end will be Jared Jones, a junior, so those key receiving positions are seeing people who are likely to be around next year. The tackles, a freshman, Jacob Morrison, and a senior, Marcus Sperry. The two men in at guards today will be junior, both of them juniors, Ethan Barber and Nate Wilsey. No major surprises there. And Lucas DeJoy will be anchoring down the center of the line for the Unitego Spartans. If we look at the Crusaders from Notre Dame High School, the quarterback and one of the guys in the headlines all the time is Hunter Thomas. He is a senior. He happens to have a junior, a senior, and a sophomore in that backfield. Joe Prunier is the junior. He wears number 7 today. Thomas Egan, or Egan, I guess is how you would probably say it, number 15. He is the 6'3", 205-pound senior. And Troy Diger, a sophomore who has been churning up some pretty impressive numbers this season. The line, if we look at it, it's got Robbie Johnson in there at center. The guards flanking next to him, a freshman and a senior. Alex Frisbee is the senior, and Matt Lebady is the freshman. Two tackles are both going to be seniors. Brian Hale wears number 51 today, and Eric Brennan will be wearing number 77. And if we go to the receivers, it is going to be a pair of seniors, Derek Marshall wearing number 23, and Nate Niles will be wearing number 81 today. This is a team that is made up of 9 seniors, 2 juniors, and 6 sophomores. It is not a large team at all. We'll be back with more opening pregame commentary and the kickoff and the start of this game coming up just momentarily. It is Section 4 Class D semifinal action. Today, coming to you on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's that time of year again at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. We want you to save some big money on some of our delicious and quality meats. This week, we're featuring our Super Bundle. That's 4 pounds of boneless chuck steak, center cut pork chops, split chicken breast, cube steaks, boneless pork sirloin chops, and chicken legs, and 6 pounds of 80% lean ground beef. That's 30 pounds of meat for only $79. With a 24-hour advance notice, and if you mention this ad to our butcher this week only, we will take an additional $5 off for a final total of $74. Also this week, we're featuring family packs of 80% lean ground chuck, $2.49 a pound, fresh deli sliced white or yellow Boar's Head American cheese, $3.99 a pound, and 64-ounce jugs of Meyer Brothers fresh pressed apple cider, a fantastic price of $2 for $3. And also, don't forget, there's 2 weeks left on our $20 free gift certificate giveaway. Spend $400 by Saturday, November 9th. We will give you a $20 BK5 Great American gift certificate. All at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, Harry Graves back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. A rather unusual starting 4 o'clock contest. For those of you who happen to have joined us and say, where is Anthony Beers today? Well, he's got a television gig today. He's up working at SUNY in Oneonta, broadcasting a soccer game that's going on up there as they have the Sunyak National or Championships coming up over the next couple of weekends. So he's working TV side today. And I am very pleased to have Art Regas, who is actually here, if I'm really honest, he's here to coach the Norwich game at 7 o'clock. But we prevailed upon him to come in a little bit early and give a little bit of that Norwich expertise to the commentary of the Class D contest. But I understand you are no stranger to Class D football.
No, I used to coach over in Unitego.
That's what I was hoping I could get you to say.
We went down and had to film the Main Enwell game and then come watch this one in between. St. Emil played at 1:30, Unitego was going at 4, and then we play at 7, so I was going to be in Binghamton anyway for a full day of football.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing that you didn't show up for the contest here. I came by and was walking in that gate over there, and this little old lady, wonderful little old lady, scowls at me, and she says, the game's all over. And about that time, I looked at the scoreboard, and it was 47-0 at that time, Tioga beating up on Spencer Van Etten. Final score, if I recall, was 54-0. So we have one of the Class D finals already, or finalists already in the set for the game coming up next. I believe it's going to be Saturday at noon here at Alumni Stadium. In fact, it's going to be a busy week here next week because they've got all of the games here. Regardless, we are going to be seeing this game going momentarily, and the Unitigo Spartans are on the near sideline. They're decked out in their dark home uniforms, so they have very easy to read white numerals on the back of those. Is that considered emerald, or is it even darker? It's sort of a forest green that they have, isn't it?
Yeah, I almost think there's a specialty name, maybe South Florida green, as I think we call it.
And Elmira Notre Dame, they're decked out in the white jerseys today with the dark numerals. We're just about ready to go. It is going to be Notre Dame kicking off to the Unitigo Spartans, and the ball will be falling on immediately and brought down in there. Let's see, that's going to be by Joel Van Alstyne, a senior. Yeah, you've got the Notre Dame one. Here's the, if you're looking for the notes on, let me get it down there. This is a larger, probably easier-to-read version of it, but it happens to be not necessarily 100% accurate on numbers. There are a couple of changes. So, Art, it's going to be Unitigo with the first offensive play, and it's going to be a pass that will originate back at the line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line, and it's going to be right on the money. As they'll move it all down to, who's that, number 16 in there? That will be, that's Jared Jones. So Jared Jones, first play from scrimmage, and it is going to be Josh Firebend hitting Jared Jones very accurately. Now he's going to throw again. This time the intended receiver will be Tanner Winchester. This one will be incomplete, but the play has moved across midfield. And it is going to now be ball put down at about the 41.5-yard line in Notre Dame territory. Third snap. This one, Josh Firebend keeping it himself. He eludes one would-be tackler. Finally, he's going to be brought down in there. It looks to me like Derek Marshall, the man who will make the stop, but a gain on the play of about 3 or 4 yards for Firebend.
So Unitigo's running the no huddle, Harry?
Unitigo has been impressive to watch all year long. It's just been a fun team. Back in the shotgun is Firebend. He wants to throw again. Big, long alley-oop, and it's going to be grabbed down, and a complete.
Oh, boy.
They're going to say a completed forward pass to Kellen Komenda. Now, you saw that like I did. You explain it.
Well, I think Kellen got behind the defender, but he was a little bit underthrown, and Kellen went down. The
ball was bad.
The Tower defender tipped it, and it fell into his belly.
Yep, Notre Dame actually went up in the air, and I did not spot who that was. Tipped that ball away. Komenda was going down and managed to hang on to it for completion. Next one will be on the ground. Ryan Marzell tries to bull his way right up the center. He will get no running room. In fact, he is going to be stopped for about a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, he hit number 70 right as soon as he got the ball. Doug Morris.
So,
that would be 70 over here. Rob Johnson.
So Rob Johnson, who is the offensive center for this team, he makes his first snap. Second, and we'll call it about 12, and the ball will be delayed momentarily as flags fly all over the place, and 5 yards will be marched off against the Unitigo Spartans. So this contest today being brought to you with the compliments of Roma Restaurants in Sydney, Morris, and Oxford, Shandello Federal Credit Union, Amerigas, and Jess Howe. Building supplies. Unitigo Spartans going to keep it on the ground again. Kellen Komenda not going to be able to do much of anything. If anything, we will see The ball put down at about the 19-yard line, and it's going to be third down. And still about 18 or 19. They can get the first down without getting the touchdown, but they won't have to. The ball is going to be grabbed down by Kellen Komenda in the end zone, and Komenda comes up with the first touchdown of the day.
Great pass by Firebender. They ran four vertical, and he split the defenders and put it right where he had to put it.
I may have to eat my words, and we'll have to wait for the official call on that. That may very well have been Tanner Winchester. One of them is number six. The other is number nine. And when the numbers are close, it may very well be that I gypped poor Tanner out of a very important touchdown. Well, it's going to be Kellen Komenda who will hold the ball. The kick is up, and it's through, and the PAT is going to make it a 7-0 ball game. Unitego drawing first blood in the Class D Section 4 semifinal game from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. I'm Harry Graves. You're listening to WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Art Riga says the ball is going to be kicked away by Josh Firebend, and it's a short kick. So it's going to be downed in there, I believe. You said by the stop was made by Gladding on the man who picked it up and came back up. I was trying to watch two things at once. So here we go.
Joe Pruner.
The ball is going to be down at the 40-yard line. First play from scrimmage. Ooh, look out. It's going to be in the hands of number 15, and this is going to be off to the races as number 15, Tom Agan, manages to find a hole, and immediately it is a 7-6 contest as he will go the distance 60 yards as he found the right hole and will end up scoring at 9:27. Of the first period. So what was a 7-0 Spartan lead all of a sudden becomes a 7-6 very interesting contest. Hunter Thomas brings his team up. He sends a man in motion and now will try to bull his way over, and the officials say incomplete. So the Unitego Spartans continue to lead in this contest. The score 7-6 in the Class D semifinal contest from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. It's Saturday afternoon sports on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas back here at Alumni Stadium. It is going to be Notre Dame end-over-end kick that gets past the first Unitego player and is finally going to be picked up farther back in the end zone by Komenda. Komenda picks up key blocking in there from Tanner Winchester. Together, they get across the 25, out to the 26-yard line, and it will be first and 10, Unitego there. You made a remark before about that previous play.
Yeah, Notre Dame runs an offense very similar to Sydney's, where they have the double wing, and that play was the play where they start it right, and then they do a reverse back underneath, and one back gives it to the other back, and it was a counter left that went for 60 yards.
We want to give a shout-out to all of the listeners from the Southern Tier, from the Elmira area, who are listening to us today on WCDOsports.com. Little pass that goes out to Tanner Winchester. Winchester manages to get the first down as he will get out to the 40. And he's going to be stopped there. Gain of about 13 on that play. So Winchester manages to put his name in the stat sheet.
Just a very wide open offense. They faked a jet sweep and then hit a bubble screen left.
So the handoff this time will be another significant gain for the Unitego Spartans. Number 11, that is Ryan Marzell, who manages to get a hold of the football, and he will pick up another first down as he is across the 50, down to the 47.5-yard line. So Unitego this time going to lose control of the ball momentarily, but it's going to be picked up by the aforementioned Marzell, but it will be a significant loss. The ball goes back across midfield, and he is going to be stopped at about the 46-yard line. Nope, across that at the 44. So that will bring up a second and about 19.
Yeah, they lost nine. They went speed option right, and as you said, it got away from him. Didn't have a really good pitch relationship.
Now, it's one of those situations where they had one man in motion. They faked the handoff there and went to flip it back to another player. That didn't work, and as a result, it was a significant loss. Short pass in there by Firebend, incomplete. It will bring up a third down situation. You know, looking at number 55 for which team?
Notre Dame. They don't have a.
Just make sure that we don't switch the wrong teams. That's
right.
When
no, we got it. They got a number 55 at D tackle who's causing a little bit of havoc down there, and they don't have him on the roster.
Firebend rolls out. He will throw, and he has got Tanner Winchester open. Winchester far sidelines gets the first down as he gets down to about the 31-yard line. Significant difference here in these two teams. As far as Unitego is concerned, they started the season against Chenango Forks and got whumped, and since then it's been all victories. The first game for Elmira Notre Dame was a forfeit because they didn't have enough players to field a team. Dropping back, it's going to be Firebend into the end zone, and he will overthrow the intended receiver, Kellen Komenda. So Josh Firebend, the strong-armed sophomore, took his time that time and really put some oomph behind it.
Yeah, the line of scrimmage is a 31-yard line here. He threw that from the 40, and that was well into the end zone.
Oh, that was just one sweet play. Made mention of the fact that earlier this happened to be each of these teams had different beginnings of the season. Since then, both teams are unbeaten. The ball going to be again kept on the ground by the Spartans. Loss on that play of about 3. That will bring the ball back to about the 34 yard line. Let's see. I made mention that it happened to be each of these two teams came in with a loss to start the season. Since then, both of them have gone 7-1 overall, 5-0 in league play. Intended pass goes out here on the near side for Winchester. Nope, it's not Winchester. That's going to be Braden Beadle, Beadle number 8. That's where we have the fun. And those of you who are regular listeners know that sometimes we have the number 6, the number 8, the number 9, and we don't want to say that we make mistakes, but occasionally you can't see what you've got. 7-6 is our score here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. 7:33 showing on the clock, period number 1. fourth and about 13. Rolling back is Firebend. He's going to pass again. And right in the middle of the action is going to be Braden Beadle. And Beadle goes up, but the ball is going to be batted away as one of the men over top of him manages to get a good strong arm and swat that ball away.
Yeah, they had two guys, Tom Agin and Derek Marshall for Notre Dame, that had that pretty well defended. They came back, played downhill, as we like to say.
It's one of those situations where the ball being down at the 34-yard line, it was not to Unitigo's advantage to do anything but to go for it on fourth down. So it is going to be another running situation for Elmira Notre Dame as they will again go to Tom Agin. Agin manages to have some running room, and he will come around the near side and pick up about seven.
Yeah, tackled by Caleb Jones.
And all of a sudden, I'm finding myself, if this gets in your way and you can't see it, then we will go with something else here. There, I can do that. Every time you go to a new press box, you happen to find a slightly different situation. They're either wider or you're taller and whatever it might be. Passing situation out on the flat. The pass is going to go to Derek Marshall, number 23. Marshall, a 6 foot, 175-pound senior. He will get up to about the 48-yard line.
Tackled by 56, Marcus Speary for Unitigo.
Mark Speary is, I'm going to make sure that we get it right. Yeah, you got to watch him because from time to time, he's had a couple of numbers this year. So I think there are only two men in, or one man in either 56 or 57. So I think we can go with whichever jersey he's got. Ball going to be kept on the ground by the Crusaders. There will be a loss on that play of a couple of yards as it will be back to the 45. Second, and we will call it 13.
They, Notre Dame, tried to run the same play they scored on the other way, and Unitigo blew it up.
So here we go. It is going to be Derek Marshall, split slightly to the right side. Ball kept on the ground. Hunter rolls back. He wants to pass. He finds the man open, and immediately the reception is made, but two men come down to put the stick on the ball receiver, Shane Bucci, one of the men leading the way, number 55. There was probably another one over there, but I didn't spot his number.
I think it was 53, Caleb Jones.
That
was another
not
one as well. I think it was about four of them.
Third down and about five. The ball across midfield again, down to the 47. That's the one thing that you can say about the facilities here. It is absolutely a broadcaster's dream. Uh-oh, look out. Tom Agin has the ball again. He'll have the first down. He is finally going to be ridden out of bounds just high of the 21. Numbers 11 and number 51. Number 11, Ryan Marzell. Number 51, Ethan Barber. Gang tackling him.
That may be coming back. I see yellow out there in the field, but that was the same play again they scored on. They run it three times, twice left, and they've hit it for big gainers both times when it left.
This one is going to be called against the Crusaders. So the Crusaders now are going to have the ball moved back. Remember, the line of scrimmage last time happened to be at about the 46. They're going to move it back from the point of the foul, and that will take it back to midfield. Right on the 50-yard line, it's going to bring up a third and about eight. Well, I this morning was doing the usual morning things, and I was checking the weather channel to see what things were, and I look up there, and it says expect showers at about 3:45, and I'm thinking to myself, that is just when we're supposed to go on the air. But the rain has held off so far. Dropping back is going to be Hunter. Hunter looks out there to Derek Marshall. Complete to Marshall, the 6 foot senior, falls down, but he's got the first down as the ball will be at the 36.
Shane Bucci in on the tackle again. Call his number a lot today on defense.
We will probably call it a lot more. How much does the little shower that we have affect the footing on turf?
On this field, this is like as you said, it's a broadcaster's dream. It's also a coach and player's dream. This is a beautiful facility.
The ball is going to be kept on the ground. This time it will be in there to number 25, Chris Whitson. Whitson was not a starter. He is a freshman, 6'1", 155 pounds. Remember, I said that we happen to have a number of very underclass players here. As we have six sophomores, we have several freshmen on the team. Elmira Notre Dame does not have the numbers that the Unitego Spartans have. Second down, about three, man in motion. And the ball will be kept on the ground, going in there again to Derek Stark. Stark is another non-starter. Coach Mike ended up telling me before the game, he said, we're going to probably be playing just about everybody, but you will see a lot of number 11 Derek Stark and number 25 Chris Whitson. And the two of them, both freshmen, both played on the last two plays.
Yep, and the tackles by Unitego that time, Ethan Barber and Caleb Jones.
I've heard those names before. So we have ourselves an overcast sky, but a patch of blue as we look out to our west. The ball kept on the ground again. And whoop, no great gain as it looks like they will get to about the 20 and that's it.
Yeah, to answer your question earlier on the, it doesn't. I don't think it does have effect with this shower. These fields are designed to drain very well.
And everybody wears regular cleats on turf now.
Half-inch cleats.
So they don't have to come up with sneakers or any special things at all. Now, Norwich has turf.
Yes.
And I believe Sydney is getting turf next year. Green has turf. I think they're the ones that are around our area. So it is going to bring up now a second and about seven or eight. The ball is going to be carried by Thomas, and he's going to have to eat it. He will gain possibly two and then be forced back a whole lot, but they'll mark his forward progress at about the 16-yard line.
Yep, Joel Van Alstyne in on the tackle that time.
The one thing that I haven't dared look, if I went ahead and looked at my roster, we probably have a number of freshmen who were brought up and didn't make my roster. We get these from earlier in the season, and they sometimes don't reflect all of the new players.
Yeah, a lot of coaches will bring up those players just to get them the experience and the feel for being in a playoff football game.
Yeah, flags all over the place. So they are thrown thick and furious. And that will probably be against the Notre Dame Crusaders. Yeah, I noticed that in the last two or three games. In fact, we did the Walton-Sydney game last night, and when we went over to check the... I keep all of my paperwork from previous games, so if I come in, I probably got the starters from the last game. And we go over, and the coaches say, not going to be the case. And there were all freshmen and sophomores playing in the backfield. As Coach Jim Hoover was, he's highly respected for looking ahead, looking to next year, and the game last night was just a game to give his new players a lot of experience. Sydney won it rather easily. Ball going to be held by Hunter. Hunter will finally get away from one would-be tackler, but he will not get away from the next would-be tackler. He is being brought down by Ethan Barber, but with other help.
Yeah, Ethan put the initial pressure on and almost had him in the backfield and forced him out to Josh, I think, Firebend.
So,
for the play.
It doesn't make any difference who makes the first touch. You want to put the nail in the coffin, and that's exactly what Firebend did on that one. It will be fourth down now, and we'll call it about 14. Still within striking distance for the Crusaders. The ball down at the 26-yard line. Fourth and about 14. Long count. And now with that, we are going to have Thomas Hunter stand up, and he will call timeout. So we've got a pause in the action. It happens to be a playoff football game being brought to you by Waste Recovery Enterprises, the Amphenol Corporation, NBT Bank, and Egley Machine. It's Saturday afternoon football on your station for sports, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Art Regas as we are here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. 140 remaining in the opening quarter. And the Unitego Spartans leading the Crusaders of Elmira Notre Dame 7-6. So now it's going to be 4th and 14 again. Hunter Thomas taking his time. He wants to pass. He rolls out to the right. He still is looking to pass, and the ball will be picked off by the Unitego Spartans. The ball is going to be brought down in there. Boy, you're going to have to look for that one. The last number was a 3. And who we had who picked...
Caleb Jones.
Is that going to be Caleb Jones? My golly, he is earning his keep today. It is. And Caleb getting a big hug from Kellen Comenda. Jones made his way back up across the 40 to the 41-yard line. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Unitego Spartans. I'll tell you, Caleb is going to make his presence known in this last or late game season. It may not be the last game. It's regular last game of the regular season. Ball, a little floating pass going out to Marzell. Marzell gets across midfield. It's going to be good for the first down as he will have the ball all the way to the 46.5. That is in Notre Dame territory.
Yeah, the play was very well designed, and it played out perfectly. Screen pass. He dropped back about 13 yards, and he floated out to the right and just dropped it off to him.
This time, no pass at all, as Marzell is going to be punished as he tries to run to the line. He will pick up maybe 2 yards if he's lucky, but he had white uniforms all over him that time, and he is brought down at the 45. Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to be here for the last 3, maybe even 4 seasons, and that's just been so much fun. Now the clock goes into fast motion as we hit the final seconds of this first quarter. Pass intended on the far side for Tanner Winchester. Winchester can't hang on to it. It stops the clock at 40.4 seconds. Still a Unitego Spartan 7-6 lead. Firebend on the near sideline talking to the coaches and now makes his way out onto the field. In the shotgun, it is going to be Firebend scrambling as he goes to his left side. It's going to be complete and there to number 6. That is Tanner Winchester, and Winchester gets down to the 15-yard line.
Boy, what a great play by Firebend. I'll tell you what, as he spread off his go, the quarterback, if you've got somebody special back there, he's going to make things happen. And that's just, you know, he was almost sacked, and he kind of scrambled outside and threw against the grain. And
We have commented a couple of times, there are some people who have that ability to throw in what looks to be an awkward position. Firebend this time is going to have it tipped away. It's going to be actually batted away by number 16. That is Jared Jones. Jones was probably the intended receiver, but he had Crusader hoofbeats right on his behind.
As you said the play before, he was rolling out to his left and had to get his shoulders around and throw it and put it right on the money.
You know, there was one of the things that I have found in broadcasting games over the years, you have to call them like they are. And after the fact, you know, next day reporting, you don't have to use a guy's name. Talk more about this in a second. Here we go. Whoop. It is going to be Josh Firebend crunched. See if you can get the number of the truck that hit him.
And at 71, that's who's playing D tackle on that side for him.
And I'll tell you, he is not turning around and looking at us at all. Regardless, it is going to be the end of the quarter. So we have the Unitico Spartans leading the Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders. It's 7-6, and we are at the end of the first quarter. It's Saturday afternoon football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Enchanted Gardens Route 7 Harpersville is a full-service florist featuring beautiful flowers perfect for any occasion? They also have antiques, candles, jams and jellies, and other great gift selections. Plus, you can save 20% off their already low prices on trees and shrubs right now. Enchanted Gardens is fully insured and still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Or for a free estimate, call Steve or Sherry at 693-2755. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 Harpersville. Family owned and operated for over 27 years.
Catskill Travel in Sydney and Disney have teamed up to save you money on the perfect Disney vacation. Right now, we have a Disney Cruise Line land and sea package featuring a three-night cruise, three-night resort stay, and three-day park hopper pass starting at only $7.89 per person. Ask about many other cruise line specials with big discounted rates this month, as well as free beverage packages valued up to $100 a day. Reduced deposits and shipboard credits of up to $250. Only at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So with third and about 18, Josh Firebend is going to wrap up that arm again, and it's going to be an incomplete forward pass. The ball spotted down at the 25. So as a result, it will be fourth and still long yardage, but the Spartans will go for it.
Yeah, I think they were lucky they didn't get a pick that time. It looked like the receiver and the quarterback were on different pages.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. We'll talk about it momentarily. The ball going to be pitched way out down into the end zone. It's finally going to be batted away. Number 23 down there. That is going to be Derek Marshall, and all of a sudden I can't hear myself, all right? Find out where I'm going. Okay. Sometimes you can't move things here. I made mention of the fact earlier that we saw very strong success in the part of Firebend throwing, no matter even if he's running in the wrong direction. And I really felt badly because every time that we had this particular player, and he was not good at that, I just felt I was piling on, and that was not the case at all, but you got to call them like they are. So the ball will now be in the possession of the Crusaders, and it's going to be Tom Agin, the 6'3", 205-pound senior, who will be given the task of moving the ball up the field, and he will get about 5 yards. Agin picked up numerous yards against Walton in an earlier game, doing it again today. It is going to be Hunter Thomas who will hand the ball off again. Let's see, coming off the bottom of the pile, will that be number 15? No, that will be Joe Prunier, the 160-pound junior. He will get the first down as he manages to get out, and the ball will rest right on the chalk mark at the 35.
Joel Van Alstein in on the tackle. He hit him right at the line of scrimmage but got carried for about 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, that will happen. We made mention when we did the starters that the Crusaders have in their starting lineup a sophomore, a junior, and a senior in that backfield. Snap will be down to Hunter Thomas, but Thomas is going to be dropped in the backfield. And let's see, that is going to be number 78 in there. That is Damian Laird. He's a good-sized boy, 6'3", 215 pounds.
Yeah, he shot the gap and blew it up in the backfield. They didn't get, I think they lost a few yards on that play.
So here we have it now at the 33-yard line. That will bring up a second and about 12. dropping back, ready to pass, and he finds an open receiver. Hunter goes to Agin again, but Agin will not get running room this time as he will be brought down at the 39.
Yeah, Ryan Marzellin in the tackle that time made a great, it was one-on-one. He had to beat Marzell, and he was off to the races. Marzell made a sound tackle.
I'm telling you, once again, I cannot get over the, you know, you compare the facilities that we have, and I love a lot of them, but when we're at any facility where we're not up this high, you have that sort of zone inside the 10 where you really can't see where the ball is down. You can see it magnificently up here. So the ball will be kept on the ground again as they will go in there to Agin one more time. Agin has coughed up the football. It looks like it is down and grabbed off by the Unitego Spartans.
Yeah, Corbin Henry was in on the play that time. I'm not sure who jarred it loose, but Corbin scooped and was off in the other direction. Got about a 7-yard return on it.
Corbin Henry has been a man who has looked so good from time to time this season. He did not make the starting lineup today. He was listed as the fourth back, but he, playing on defense that time, really came through sweetly. Josh Firebend cocks the arm and throws it off to the near side, and it is going to overshoot the intended receiver. That is Tanner Winchester, and also be out of bounds. And the sun decides it's going to try to poke through the clouds. So you have a 7 o'clock contest, Norwich and Johnson City. Any secret weapons for that game?
No, they played us last week. We had a tough time, tough go of it. They've got some pretty good athletes,
yeah.
and we made some mistakes and defensively and offensively, and hopefully we got those fixed up this week and can make a better game of it.
Kyle Spaulding, the intended receiver, he manages to snare that football and get down across the 35, across the 30, down to the 29. And it will be another fine pass for Josh Firebend and another first down for the Unitego Spartans. This football game being brought to you today by the Catalog Outlet, by Unidoa and Sydney Great American Food Stores, by Butler Auto Sales, and by Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber. Firebend, going deep this time, manages to not hit his man, and the ball will actually go through the end zone, and the officials will have to go after it.
Yeah, they ran a skinny post the play before and hit Kyle Spaulding, and they went back to the same play, and he overthrew it a little bit.
So here we go again. Coming right back is Firebend. Firebend going to keep the ball on the ground. Will not get any running room as they will get the ball forward for maybe a yard, yard and a half, third, and we'll call it 8.5. The ball spotted down right at the 28.
Tackled by mystery man number 55.
You know, not sure who, huh? I'm still interested. That's weird. Didn't spot that. So dropping back, the ball is going to be intended for Spaulding, but Spaulding is hit. He went up in the air to get that football. It was a good clean tackle. The man who came in that time, I believe, was number 11. That is Derek Stark. And Stark put the old hammer on Spaulding. Well, for those of you who are looking for something to do this evening, the Unitego Central School Q and Curtain is putting on The Wizard of Oz. 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Check it out. High School Musical time. Josh Firebend drops back and looks for an open man, and he is not going to be able to hit anyone. I don't even know if he had actually eligible receiver down there. He was going for it looked to me like he was going for Ethan Barber.
It looked like maybe almost a middle screen. He took that real deep drop again where he dropped off 7 or 8 steps and threw it right back where the center would have been.
So here we go, turning it over to the Crusaders on downs. Thomas Hunter sends a man off to the near side. I want to say that is going to be Agin. I can't believe he split out this far, is it? Yes, it is. It's Agan, but the pass will go to the far side to Derek Marshall, and Marshall gets a short gain, well, actually a short gain. For a pass, it's a short gain. Picks up about eight and a half. The ball will be down to the 37-yard line.
Got second one. A lot of coaches like to throw the deep ball here, Harry. Almost like a free play.
I just couldn't believe it. We've seen so much of Agan running right up the middle, and to see him split way out to the right side that time, looks like it's going to be his position again this time. The ball would be kept on the ground. Short pickup. Come on, dude. Let me see your number. That may have been Troy Dygert, the 5'8", 180-pound sophomore. Gets up very close to the first down territory, and now they will give him that first down.
I think the tackle was made by Ethan Barber, number 51.
I love being able to see the numbers of the tacklers to give credit where credit is due, especially when they're doing a really good job like today. Hunter wants the pass. He's got an eligible man, Derek Marshall. The 6-foot-tall senior grabs it down across the 45 at the 46.
That was an impressive throw and catch. That threw in a 6-yard out, and he put it right on the money where only Marshall could catch it.
Well, every so often we like to give a shout-out to somebody, and I gave a shout-out to Tanner Winchester's uncle and named his father instead. So I want to say to Sherm Winchester, I really do know the difference. I just didn't have the brain in operation. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It's Derek Stark. Stark will manage to get to midfield, and he is going to be stopped right there. They will put the ball down at about the 48-and-a-half, but that is going to be good for another Crusader first down.
I think Barber and Jones both had a hand in that tackle.
So we have ourselves 6:12 remaining as we're about at the midway point here in the second quarter. Still a 7-6 Unitio lead. The Crusaders with the football. It'll be handed off in there to Tom Agan, and the senior will get short yardage as he will go forward for about two before being stopped.
Luke DeJoy in on the tackle for Unitigo. And, you know, just to follow up on what you said, we are so high up here that you really get an unbelievable view. You really can see everything that's going on down there.
It is so much appreciated. So here we go again. You know, over at UE, that's a nice tall facility, too, and also a turf field. So it is going to be a quick pop pass that'll go Hunter Thomas to Derek Marshall. Marshall is going to be stopped immediately at about the 45-yard line, gain of another yard or two, third and about seven.
Yep. Tanner Winchester, as you said, immediately hit him as the ball got there and took him down for a three-yard gain?
So we have ourselves a third and about seven, give or take an inch or two. That's what the chain crew is for. Thomas gets the snap, rolls back, and it's going to be hit at his own backfield and dropped for a significant loss. Number 57, also number 74.
Joe Smith brought him to the ground.
And 57, Josh Hurlbut. Hurlbut, a sophomore, also in on that, shall we call it politely, paper bag instead of call it a sack? It will bring up a fourth at about 16 as the ball is put down at the 46-yard line.
Well, Josh kind of caused it and forced the quarterback to stop, and then Joe was right in the right spot at the right time and decked him.
Hey, it's called teamwork. Kicking situation. The ball is going to be kicked away by Marshall. Marshall now has it go down inside the 20, and Kellen Komenda will just let it roll. He says, "You think I'm going to pick this up and run into a wall of white shirts?" No such luck. So it will be the Unitigo Spartans taking over down at about the 8-yard line. That was still not a, that was a wise decision. Just let that thing go. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it's a tough one too, because you're down there. That's right, 10 yards. Boy, you fumble it there.
Well, that's true. The prospect of a fumble, I will go along with that. But as far as bringing the ball back out, I don't think it's going to make any difference from the 8 or from the 20. It's still going to be a tough battle. So the ball will be kept on the ground. They are not going to take the chance of having it coughed up. They will lose about a yard on the play, so the ball is going to be put down now at about the 7-yard line, second, and we'll call it 11.
Last tackled by defensive end Alex Frisbee for Notre Dame.
So here we go. Josh Friervent approaches up behind center Lucas DeJoy, and he's ready to go, and he will put the ball into the hands of the first man through, and I dare say that is probably going to be Ryan Marzell, and Marzell gets across the 25. And as a result, the Spartans are out of their own deep territory. We do have a man down momentarily as Marzell got winded. He's up and walking off under his own power.
Yeah, and one of the problems when you blitz, as Notre Dame did that time, they're down there on the 6-yard line and they sent the house. If you get by that first row of defenders, you're off to the races, and that's exactly what happened on that last play.
So this game being brought to you today by Chambers and O'Hara Car and Trunk Center in Sydney, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, by our good friends at Cohen and Fraser Builders, and of course by the neighborhood credit union SFCU. Ball going to be kept on the ground. I want to say that was Marzell. Is that Marzell again?
No, Marzell's still over here.
That's what I thought. Who's it? Number 10, okay, so they went to Corbin Henry. Henry is number 10, Marzell number 11. I only saw the one, so here we go. It is going to be a short gain, about a 3-yard pickup, bringing up second, and we'll call it 7. Fireman taking his time. Now he drops back, he cocks his arm, and overshoots Kellen Kamenda. At about the 42-yard line, it will be third, and we'll call it 7. They gave a shout-out to all of the folks from Elmira who are following us on WCDOsports.com. And when they tell me where listeners are today, we have some listeners from Gansevoort, New York, from Tampa, Florida, from Boston, Massachusetts. And I'll bet the folks that are listening from Sayre, Pennsylvania, are probably Elmira fans. Fireband going to pass again. This time the intended receiver is sophomore Kyle Spaulding, almost in exactly the same place that the intended receiver was last time, right out in front of the Unitego Spartan bench. Fourth down and 7.
Yeah, I think the coach, they're on their own 21-yard line or 26-yard line. They're keeping it safe, throwing outs, where either our guy catches it or nobody catches it.
Wisdom, kicking situation, the ball, big foot, and it's going to be down to about the 35-yard line, takes a big bounce from there, and it will finally be touched down. It will call it the 27-and-a-half-yard line. Josh Friervent getting off, I think, about a 45-yard punt on that one. And all of a sudden, we get the sun in our eyes as the sun breaks through the clouds, and it's just low enough in the west, so all of a sudden we're getting it full bore. But who's complaining? How many outdoor chores have you been able to get done this fall that you didn't expect to be able to do?
It has been a perfect fall.
I actually did some last-minute painting the other day. Ball going to be pitched out by Hunter as he will go to Agan again. And Tom Agan tries to cut the corner as he runs left and starts to come upfield, but he'll only gain about 3 as he has a difficult time finding an opening.
Yeah, Barber and Henry both in on the tackle that time. And I think both coaches are at this point, you know, he's got a long field. He's keeping it safe. 1:30 left, just run the ball.
So here we go again, 1:32. That is all that is remaining here. in period number two, for those of you just joining, it's a 7-6 Unitigo contest. Dropping back is Hunter on the run. He manages to throw it out to Thomas Agan. Agan was just about at midfield when he made that reception, and finally he was going to be pushed out of bounds by number 8. That is going to be Braden Beadle with a little bit of help from one of his teammates.
Yeah, Fireman pushed him out of bounds, but again, that safe pass. Quarterback rolls out, throws the guy the deep out route on the sideline.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was one of those where you keep hearing that Agan name again and again and again, and he goes through it so well. This time they are going to split Derek Marshall off to the left side, but the play will be kept on the ground as Hunter will again go to Agan, and it will be another short gain. Agan just dives his way forward to about the 43.
Yep, and Ethan Barber for Unitigo in on the tackle.
And with that, it looks like we're going to have a quick timeout on the field. It's sports on a Saturday afternoon on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it is going to be Class D semifinal football action being brought to you by Jessup House Building Supplies, Amerigas, Shandello Federal Credit Union, and the Roma Restaurants in Sydney, Morris, and Oxford, New York. Well, back on the field, we have a momentary officials pause in the action. And now it will be Thomas Hunter, who will go on a little short pop pass out there, and he is going to hit Derek Marshall one more time. Marshall picking up a couple of yards, but the clock goes down under a minute, and it goes into what I like to refer to as warp speed.
Yeah, they ran up. I think they were setting up a hitch and pitch because the guy ran the hitch, caught it, and looked like he was going to flip it. But the Unitigo player, I think it's 55 on the end there, Shane Bucci followed the guy out that would have got the pitch from the hitch route.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You're in there to ruin good plays. Look out. This time the man who ruins it is going to be who? Come on, turn around. 65. 65, that is Lucas DeJoy, who comes in and manages to hit Derek Marshall low enough to trip up Marshall. So he is down. It is 24 and a half seconds remaining. It is going to be enough of a gain for the first down, as they will have it at about the 31 and a half yard line. You know, one of the interesting things about coming to any of these playoff games, and you yourself, I got to go to talk to some of my coaching friends down here. But when I come in, and the first thing that I do is I walk up here toward the press box, as I run into Coach Dave Kelly, who has been here for years and years and years. He's over 40 years now coaching for Del High. And last year we had the whole Unitigo group here, and then we had another. Everybody's
yeah,
doing
awesome.
The scouting at the same time. Not saying it's a social event, but it is.
Well, I think I can honestly say that most of those coaches love high school football.
Oh.
So they're just coming down here, not even maybe to scout, just to come down here and hang out with the other coaches and watch high school football.
I absolutely agree. Dropping back, it's going to be Hunter Thomas. Look out. The ball will be picked off by Corbin Henry. Henry inside the 5-yard line, comes on up and gets back to the 35 as Corbin Henry puts the ceiling on the long drive by the Crusaders. 12.1 seconds remaining. The Unitigo Spartans leading in this ball game by a single point as we approach halftime. They lead 7-6.
Yeah, I almost expected to see something. You know, most teams, you got 20 seconds on the 20, you're going to take four shots at the end zone. It'll be interesting to see if Unitigo, only on the 30 now, will try to go deep the other way.
Well, we'll see what they do. The ball is snapped up, and they're going to take the knee, and that will mean the end of the half. So we have the Unitigo Spartans scoring first, going up 7-0, and then coming right back on a single play. It was the Crusaders putting their 6 points on the board, and we go into the halftime locker room with the Unitigo Spartans leading by a score of 7-6. We'll be back with the Morabito Halftime Show coming up for you in just a very few moments. It is Saturday afternoon playoff football on your station for sports, WCDO.